This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been doing a chapter study the last couple of days of Psalm 32. We identified the title as Experiencing Spiritual Deliverance. Then we developed 3 points. There's a wrong way to seek spiritual deliverance. There's a right way to find spiritual deliverance. And the results when you experience spiritual deliverance. We've looked at the wrong and the right ways. Now let's look at the results. Verses 1 and 2 declare that forgiveness is one of the results. That's a very basic one. When we've been gripped with guilt and felt the bondage when sin is unconfessed in our lives, to be forgiven is a glorious experience. The psalmist describes his own forgiveness. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him. Verse 7 describes his deliverance. Verse 8 says, the Lord will instruct and counsel you so you understand the way you should walk. Verse 10 says, you'll be surrounded by the love of God when you trust in him. In other words, when you come to the Lord in the right way and you experience spiritual deliverance, forgiveness, instruction, counsel, and being caught up in the love of God will become your experience. Read the psalm again. Meditate on it. And by faith, trust in God to give you spiritual deliverance. That's how you can discover and experience for yourself spiritual deliverance according to God's promise and instruction. If this study has helped you, I'd like for you to write me. You can email me, ludgolds@outlook.com, or you can go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the contact link.